हरि ओम। वी कांट हियर यू कल्पेश जी।
Yeah, because I'm mute here. I was mute here, so did not want. I'm so sorry. Okay, Kshamyatam.
That's okay. Thank
I
you.
Think I've been speaking for a while.
Dhanyavada.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Kshamyatam. Okay, we just did the mind. Let's say again for the online folks. Sorry about that. We just did the Maheshwarani Sutrani, and I've provided a link here which details out the Maheshwarani Sutrani. So please take a look at that. You always go to this website, adg-sanskrit.org, and then go to the Maheshwarani Sutrani. We chanted the Maheshwarani Sutrani a few times, okay, and said that, you know, please try to memorize the Maheshwarani Sutrani. After that, we chanted the verse, and maybe we'll say the verse one more time. Sanyojayati vidyaiva नीचगापि नरं सरित समुद्रमेव दुर्घर्षम् रूपं भाग्यमतः परम्। ओके सो द ऑनलाइन अवर ऑनलाइन फ्रेंड्स नॉट मिस्ड मच ओके दैट इज वेयर वी वर नाउ इफ यू डू द पदच्छेद फॉर दिस would be संयोज योजयति विद्या एव नीच गा अपि एव इट इज नॉट मी ओके The auto correction and somehow that bindu comes there eva api niche ga api naram sarit okay samudram eva it has a mind of its own okay there would be some option here in Evernote to tell it to stop the auto correction preferences formatting general I'll have to figure that out. There is no direct way to say stop auto correction. Okay, so you feel free to correct. You guys feel free to correct the auto correction. Samudram Iva. Durgarsham. नृपम भाग्यम अत परम ओके सो व्हाट इज द वर्ब हियर ओ आई थिंक आई हैव टू रियली डू समथिंग अबाउट दिस भाग्यम ओके लेट मी सी संयोजयति विद्या एव नीचगा अपि नरम सरित सरित समुद्रम इव दुर्घर्षम नृपम भाग्यम अतः परम इट इज करेक्ट व्हाट इज द वर्ब हियर एनीबडी इज एबल टू रिकॉग्नाइज द वर्ड हां संयोजयति संयोजयति Okay, yuj means to join. Okay, sanyuj means to bring in contact. Now this is actually a causative. Sanyoja yati, that yati, that you see that ya there, it is representing that aya. Aya is in that, after that yuj, that aya is representing, and also the yuj becomes yuj. That a couple of telltale signs. It is saying that it is causative. Is a causative. Anyway, it is the akhyata. And akhyata means, it says that sanyojayati means brings together. Okay. What is the meaning, right? Vidya is knowledge. See, a few of these verses that are coming now, they are eulogizing the knowledge. Okay. This is not the knowledge as in jnanam, as we talk in Vedas, right? This is Vedanta rather. This is knowledge in terms of mostly to do with literacy. Be literate, have the right knowledge, and then, you know, if you're very well wise person and have good knowledge, what will that and how will that benefit you? And that is being eulogized. The knowledge itself is being eulogized. Okay. Cooking webinar. So that knowledge itself is being eulogized. Okay, in this word as well as the next few words. So what is he trying to say here is that Nichaga could mean a blade of grass. Okay, Nichaga could also mean a person who is low in the society. That is what he's talking about. Nichaga. Nicha is basically below, and ga means gachati, what goes below rather. Okay. And this is actually, verse is actually doing a comparison. What is it saying? That just like a river takes a small blade of grass from somewhere to all the way to the ocean. Okay, it carries that thing all the way to the ocean. A river would carry a small blade of grass which would never have been able to go to the ocean. From somewhere up high in the highland somewhere, it could never have been able to reach the ocean on its own. But the river carries that. So something that is really difficult to attain, the ocean, it carries that blade of grass all the way to the ocean. Durgharsham. That durgharsham means difficult to attain. Okay. Difficult to attain. As in it is an adjective. Durgharsham is an adjective to samudram. Okay. You follow? So what he's trying to say is that just like a river is sarit is a river. Okay. Sarit sanyojayati. Sarit will cause to meet. What? Sarit nichaga, a small blade of grass. Okay. Samudram, durgharsham samudram. Like a very difficult to attain or difficult to reach. Reach what? Samudram, the ocean. Just like that, Eva. Eva means just like that. Okay, Vidya, the knowledge. Nichaga, a person who doesn't have the very high status in society. Okay, a low status person. Such a person, Nichaga api, even though he's in low status, difficult to approach. Unapproachable or difficult to approach, durgharsham. Now the meaning of durgharsham changes there. Durgharsham nrupam, king. Okay, so this is actually a simile that Eva is bringing in, a simile. It's trying to compare the two. Okay, the comparison is between one to one. Sarit with vidya, river with knowledge. Okay, nichaga would be a small blade of grass in the case of river, or a person of low status, will help them, sanyojayati, will help them attain, okay, or cause them to meet. What in the case of vidya, or in the case of the river, it will help the blade of grass attain the or reach the ocean. And in the case of the person who has in the case of the Vidya, it will help the person to be able to have access to the unapproachable, not so easily approachable king. Okay. Then he says after that, Bhagyam Atas Param. After you have attained the ocean and after you have reached the king, then some sort of a success will follow. Okay, that is Atas Param. Ataha Param Bhagyam. After that, the luck follows. Bhagyam will also mean luck. There's another meaning also for Bhagyam. Bhagyam could also mean good fortune. Good fortune will follow hence. Ataha Param. Ataha means after. Param is after that. Ataha Param Bhagyam. Great fortune. Param is great or good fortune. Param sometimes also means later. But here Ataha is there for later. So you don't want me to use Para as a later. And Param is in second case. And because Param is in second case, Bhagyam, it is becoming an adjective to Bhagyam. Okay. So now look at the words. If at all you were to take one word from here, right? So Sarit. Okay. Sarit is, it is feminine. Feminine, nominative, singular. Sarit. Okay. Sarit, Sanyojayati. This is the simplest sentence. Okay. The river pauses to meet. Okay. Now you would see that there are these aspects of karma. You see, karma means the object of the verb, as we have talked about earlier. Okay. Dichagam. I have a little bit of uncertainty there, which I was trying to look at earlier. Let me see if I can still find it. One second, okay. I will try to get that answer for you next time, but just take it for now. What is happening is that this sanyojayati, to cause to meet, it becomes like a dvikarmaka. There are two karmas there. So for example, sometimes some verb there are three types of statements, sentences. And when an action is done, there could be an action where there is no karma. Okay. For example, the sun shines. Okay. If you look up Shabdamanjari, there are good examples there in Shabdamanjari. Okay. For what is called an akarmaka. Let me introduce you to what I'm talking about. Okay. So we said that sentences could be of two types earlier we talked about, right? Kartari Yoga and Karma Prayoga. Right? Karmani, rather the Karmani Prayoga. Do you remember that? We talked about active voice and passive voice. Okay. Let us talk about that. This Kartari Prayoga. Karmani Prayoga. And the third one, also called as impersonal voice, is called Bhave. Okay. Kartari Prayoga is what is active voice. Karmani Prayoga is what is passive voice. And Bhave Prayoga is what is impersonal voice. Out of this, in the Kartari Prayoga, which is the active voice, there could be three types. One is what is called as Akarmaka. सकर्मकः. And the other is called dvikarmaka. Okay, so what is this? Okay, the idea is you have an action, and in the action, when the action is talking, the action is the akhyatam. When the akhyatam is talking about the karta, it is called kartari prayoga. What do you mean by talking about? We will see that. It's something called as abhidhanam and abhidheya. It is talking about the karta, it is called kartari prayoga. In the kartari prayoga, when you have kartari prayoga, that means now the action is talking about the karta. Now it is possible that the action is talking only about the karta. It doesn't mean there's nothing to do with the karma. Okay. When there is nothing to do with the karma, it is called a karmaka. You follow? The usage is called a karmaka. Example is, let's say a flower blooms. Pushpam vikasati. Which means what? Flower blooms. Now you don't have to ask that question, right? Flower blooms what? Flower itself blooms. Okay. Another example could be Suryaha Prakashate. Okay. The sun, rather let's just take Vimudha, sun shines. Suryaha Prakashate. So as you can see here, that in this scenario, you have only the action, and the action is talking about the karta. The sun is the karta, or the flower is karta. There is no object of the action. You follow? There is nothing that the action is acting upon something. This happens with many, many such things, you know. For example, shining, you know, you grow, right? Vardhate. So somebody, when you grow, there's nothing to act upon. Okay, so this type of usage is called akarmaka usage. Sometimes you will have scenarios where you will have some object on which the action is acted upon. For example, by the way, you can have the sun shines on something, right? Or sun shines light, or the sun illuminates the earth, right? Or the sun illuminates some object. But sometimes what happens is that the vivaksha of specifying the object may not be there. That also type of usage is there in akarmaka usage. Okay, we'll see, look at the example for what is sakarmaka. Sakarmaka, the example for sakarmaka means that sa karmana saha vartate sakarma. You follow? What goes along with the karma is sakarma. So sakarma means that there is a karma. The karta and the kriyapadam is going along with the karma. The example will be Gopalaha. Gopalaha is a cowherd. Okay. Gam, the cow, rakshati. So the cowherd protects. What does he protect? The cowherd protects the cow. So there the cow in this becomes gau. Gau becomes gam. Okay, gam is dvitiya ekvachana. Sutaha could be son. Pitaram Vandate. Okay. This is an example where the son does Vandanam. Vandanam is to do Namaskara to the father. So the father is the object of the action to do the Namaskara. Vandanam. Right? And Sutaha Sutaha is the sun. Okay. Similarly, what I was trying to say is that there could be scenarios where you have dvikarmaka. Dvikarmaka means that the action has got two karmas. Okay. When I give you the example, it will be obvious. Okay. Shishyaha. Shishya is a student. What does he do? Okay. Gurum. Shishyaha. Gurum. Saṁshayam. Pruchati. The student asks, Pruchati is asked, to ask a question means to Pruchati. Shishyaha Pruchati. The student asks. What does the student ask? The student asks a doubt. To whom does he ask? He asks a doubt to the teacher. So that question, right, to ask Pruchati. To ask Pruchati can have two karmas. One is what is the doubt that you're asking, or the question that you're asking, and to whom you're asking. Both of them become the karma of the action Pruchya. Now there are something what is called akatitancha, more detailed discussions are there. But there are these set of actions. There are a few set of known actions, and these set of known actions are said to have multiple karmas. What are those? Dukh, yach, pach, dand. Some example I'm giving you. Okay. There are some examples like these where you will have scenario where you will have two karmas for the action. Make sense? Duh means to milk. So the cowherd boy milks the cow. What does he milk? He milks the milk. That type of a usage is there. Okay. Yach also is to ask. Pach means to cook. Okay. So there are these various particular kriyas which can have multiple karmas. Why was I trying to say you? Because there in that scenario, in the words that we have, sanyojayati, to cause to meet, right? Who causes to meet? Sarit. Sarit sanyojayati. The sarit causes to meet. What does the sarit cause to meet? The sarit causes to meet the ocean. So the ocean, what it will meet will be samudram, will be karma, right? In fact, the nichaga also becomes the karma. Okay. Nichaga. Because that is why I'm still struggling how that nichaga karma and how what is the usage there. Okay. So I'll get back to you on the usage. It should be more like nichagam, but I'm not sure. I'll get back to you. So that has to also be karma because the river is causing the small blade of grass, okay, to meet whom? To meet the ocean. So the ocean becomes the karma, the small blade of grass also becomes the karma. Okay, sarit nichaga samudram sanyojayati. Okay, and then this durgarsham is actually an adjective to samudram. Okay, so this, whenever you have an adjective and a substantive, remember, both of them will always be in the same case. Same, may not be same gender, but same case, usually same case. Okay, and same plurality. If samudram is one, then durgarsham will be also be one. Okay, if the substantive is plural, then the adjective also will be plural. If substantive is accusative singular, the adjective also will be accusative singular. Same case. Okay. Sarit nichaga durgarsham samudram sanyojayati. Okay. You can bring in yatha. Just like. Okay. The Eva is doing a comparison. What is the comparison? Vidya. Okay. Eva means Vidya alone. vidya alone, okay, nichaga durgharsham nirupam sanyojayati. Okay, yes, go ahead. Yeah, I think let me get back to you. I'm not very sure. Nichaga, because you know, then you have to go, it has to go with the verb. Okay. The samanadhikaranyam has to happen between the nominative and the verb. But the nichaga is not causing to meet. Nichaga is the one that is meeting. Okay. You follow? The river is causing the blade of grass to meet the ocean, right? The vidya is causing the person of low status to meet the king. Okay, that cause is because of causative, but to meet is sanyoja, samyanyuj, and the karta is either vidya, which is nominative singular, feminine nominative singular, or the karta is sarit, which is also feminine nominative singular. Okay, I'll get back to you. Ha, just the Eva only. Because otherwise, if you don't bring in Eva and don't, you cannot hear. Online folks are not able to hear.
We can hear you.
Yeah, they can hear me. Oh, there is a question. Online question. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, audience can use the microphone. Oh, you want audience? Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, what he is reminding me is that whenever audience asks a question, please repeat it. Okay, I'm sorry. I will try my best to repeat it. What is the question you asked again?
So, Alex asked Stephen, there are two sentences.
Yes.
And the group was only
started with
the last year.
Yes. The question asked is that there are two sentences. How do we know that there are two sentences? It could be only one sentence, right? Is it only Eva that is signaling two sentences? The answer is yes. Now, let's say if it is not two sentences, okay, then what will happen? Suppose if at all we incorrectly take this as a single sentence, then you will have sanyojayati. Okay, once you have sanyojayati, you will be looking for some other verb. Is there any other verb, kriyapadam? No other kriyapadam. Sanyojayati is the only kriyapadam. Now, having done the kriyapadam, you look for karta. Okay, what is the karta? The idea is to cause to meet. Who causes to meet? Who is it that is causing to meet? You'll go for karta. And karta, since it's kartari prayoga, the ti, sanyojayati, ti is telling me it is kartari prayoga. Once I know it is kartari prayoga, I'm looking for karta. And when I'm starting to look for karta, I have to look for karta, which is a nominative case. Now, based on limited understanding, if someone of us has vidyakaranam, when you go with this, which are the nominative cases, you will find vidya. Vidya, like it's like lata, lata, late, lataha. Vidya, vidye, vidyaha. So vidya is akaranta strilinga prathamai ekvachana. Akaranta strilinga prathamaik vachananta. It is prathama vibhakti and ekvachananta. Now, having said that it is ekvachananta, we know it is nominative. Then you look around and then you will come to sarit. Oh, sarit is also nominative. So, when there are two words which are nominative, right? In a sentence, in one sentence, if two words are nominative, always one has to be an adjective to the other. Okay. But now you will find between sarit and vidya, you can bring some connection. This river is like the knowledge type of a thing, but that doesn't make sense. Then you will find that this is all right, but then you start looking for karma. And for sarit, for example, the karma nichaga, as I said, but the sarit samudram is one karma. Samudram is what he is going to attain, right? Then you will find another karma, okay, Nrupam. How do you do karma, Nrupam and Samudram? No connection. Okay, then you will, then that's when the Eva helps you. And Eva says, okay, there is something which is a simile. So you figure out what is a simile. And then you will say, okay, this is a simile. And that's how you'll have to break up. Okay? Okay, Sanyojayati Vidyaiva Nichagapi Dharam Sarit Samudramiva Durgharsham Nrupam Bhagyamatav Param. Okay, let us look at the next verse. Vidya dadati vinayam vinayadyati patratam. A little louder. Vinayadyati patratam patratvadhanam apnoti patrat Tvadhanam apnoti dhanadharmam tatasukam dhanadharmam tatasukam. Okay, so let us do the padacheda. Vidya dadati vinayam vinayad yati patratam patratvat dhanam apnoti dhanad dharmam tataha sukham. Okay, I'm going to type them up. Because when you type, we will try to type them with the original. Okay, you will see what I mean by that. Vidya dadati vinayam. Okay, then vinayat Yati Patratam. I'm breaking up the sandhi. Patratvat Dhanam Apnoti Dhanat Dharmam Apnoti. Tataha Sukham Apnoti. Okay. This is a very famous verse, by the way. So now
Kalpnesi.
Yes.
Excuse me. It is a typo that Dadati.
Yeah. I'll correct. Okay, I'll correct all the typos. This is auto correction happening. I will correct it, and I will also try to fix this so that next class onwards I will have less errors. Thank you, ma'am. Somebody online pointed out that there are typos. Okay, Vidya Dadati Vinayam. So if you look at this, there are actually how many statements? Five, right? The way that it looks like. There are five statements that come out, five individual thoughts that come out. Okay. So what is the first simple statement? Vidya dadati. The dhatu is da. Da. Dudai. Da. 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 Go da. Da. Da means to give. To give. So dadati. This da is from Juhotyadi Gana. Okay, Juhutya Gadi Gana, that's why you have double Dadati. So Dadati means gives. What gives? Who gives? Vidya Dadati. Vidya Kim Dadati. Vidya Vinayam Dadati. Make sense? Vinaya means modesty. Knowledge gives modesty. So knowledge is not the one that gives modesty. It's when you learn and you know. The more you know, the more you know, there is more you don't know. Okay. So a type of modesty definitely comes in. That is called Vinaya. Right? Avinaya Mapanaya Vishnu Damaya Vishaya Mugatushnam. There also, there's a prayer. Prathana Shatavi. There's a prayer there to Lord Vishnu. Say this. Avinayam Apanaya. You take away my non-modesty, so to speak. So here, Vidya Vinayam Dadati. So Vinaya is modesty, and that is the karma of the action to give. That is why it is in Dvitiya. It's a karma. So Karmani Dvitiya. Okay? Dvitiya, Karmani Dvitiya. Karta is Vidya. So how do you say karta is vidya? Karta means the agent of the action to give is vidya. So vidya is feminine, nominative, singular. Vinayam is, vinayam will be neuter actually. Vinaya, vinayaha, vinayam, vinayam. Yeah. Neuter, accusative singular. Makes sense? It's dvitiya, dvitiya vibhakti. Okay. Then vinayat, Patratam Yati. So Yati means actually goes. Okay, Yati would be goes. So what would the literal meaning be? Sometimes you know the meaning, but what is the literal meaning? Okay, he says from modesty one passes on to worthiness. So that yati means to pass on. Okay. Prayati means to go to heaven. Okay. So yati means it passes on. So what it's trying to say is that from the modesty, you gain eligibility. Okay. Or rather, patratam. Patratam means you gain the gain, what will you say? Worthiness. You gain worthiness. Okay. So, Vinaya, we said earlier, Vinaya, the fifth case, ablative case, okay, is Vinayat. From Vinaya, which means from Vinaya. The source, the cause is Vinaya. So, Vinayat, worthiness is what you gain. Yati. Yati, when you go, see, you go to a village means you gain village. You follow? That type of a meaning is there. To go. To reach. When you go, you reach there. When you reach there, you actually gain what you are trying to reach. So that yati has that meaning. Okay? Swargam prayati means he gains heaven. Yati means to go. It's only when you go, you gain that. What you are supposed to gain. Okay? So here what it means is that from the modesty, or rather, modesty is the cause. That is why it is in fifth case. Vinayat. Patratam, worthiness, yati. You go to worthiness. Means you gain worthiness. Okay. Patratvat. From being worthy or from the worthiness. Dhanam, wealth. Because you are worthy. You deserve it. Right? You have vinaya. Then you get vinaya, you have modesty. And from modesty, you got worthiness. And from worthiness, you get dhana. Dhana here is wealth. Okay. Dhanam apnoti. Apnoti means you gain this. Okay. Now, many of you are sending chat messages online. I may not be vinayat yati patravan. No, don't say patravan. Okay. That is not correct. Patratam is correct. Because patrata. Okay. Patra is a vessel, by the way. Vessel means if the vessel is big, it can accept more. Okay, that is the meaning of patra. Patram. You must have heard patram. Yeah, patram is a vessel. Right? So patrata means the status of being a big enough reservoir which can accept. That is the patrata. That is the worthiness. and patratvat, patra, so ta and tva, patrata and patratva, that ta and tva, they mean same thing. Okay. Guruta and gurutvam, heavy. Guru, I'm not talking about guru, guru. I'm talking about guru is means something that is heavy. Laghu, laghuta, laghutvam, heaviness, lightness, laghutvam. So laguta and lagutvam both mean same thing. This ta and tva, they are in the same meaning. Tva talau. The Panini Sutra is tva talau. Tva and tal. And it becomes tva and ta. Okay? Ta is always feminine, by the way. Patra ta. Tvam is always neuter. Patra tvam. Okay? Amani tvam. You see that tvam? Okay? That is the meaning of tvam there. Make sense? So, to answer your question, I think I answered your question. So, patratvat dhanam apnoti. From being, so the question that is asked is that, can I say vinaya? No, vinayavan yati patratam. You can say that, but I think here we are not trying to frame new sentences. The question that is asked by Sri Raj is that, why can we say vinayavan yati patratvam, right? So I don't want to say what else, there are some errors there. I don't want to repeat that. Let us concentrate on analyzing the current sentences rather than an alternative, okay? So then here what happens, we are saying that patratva dhanam apnoti. So if you have the worthiness, then from that worthiness, patratvat, from that worthiness, apnoti means gain. Again, apnoti also means gain. What do you gain? What does he gain? There's no he or she there, right? There's no karta there. Whoever it is. Yes, kaschit. Patratvat, wealth, dhanam, apnoti. So dhanam is also accusative. Are you guys following? Okay. Not feeling sleepy or anything like that, right? Okay. A little bit. Okay. Dhanam, apnoti. Then he says what? Dhanat, from wealth, dharmam apnoti. Dhanat, dharma. We don't say apnoti. We brought in the word apnoti. We did the adhyara of the shabda apnoti. What is he saying? Dhanat, dharmam. From wealth, dharma. It will lead you to dharma. Because you have wealth, you'll do the right dharma. Or rather, basically, the idea is that many of the dharmas were all many of the karmas. And many of these karmas required that you have good amount of wealth, okay, to be able to perform those karmas. So that is what he is probably referring to. Or that the fact that dharma you will gain. Okay. Dharma could also mean glory, by the way. Yeah. Dharma here, in this case, is not dharma dharma. It is because you perform the religious rites, right, you will get the merit of the religious rites. Okay. So that is the meaning of dharma. It's a lakshana. Dharma is a dharmam, is a lakshana, not for the doing of the dharma, but the merit that you would get because of the doing of the dharma. Okay, he is a very dharmic person, type of a thing. Okay, so that you get because of wealth. And tataha, tataha means, this is a tasil prayoga. Tat and tasil, okay, means following that, after that. Tas that is added to the ta is a tad, actually is called tasil, a tasil usage. Tataha means after that, following that. It's an avyaya. Tataha is an avyaya. Just like Eva was avyaya. What is an avyaya? Trishu kaleshu, trishu lingeshu, trishu vachaneshu, navyeti, iti avyayam. I'm sorry? Indeclinable. Very nice. In the three times, trishu kaleshu, trishu lingeshu, in the three genders, okay, trishu vachaneshu, there is singular, dual, plural, trishu vachaneshu, na vyeti, doesn't undergo any modifications, okay, doesn't undergo any modification, is called what? Is called an avyaya, okay. So he says, tataha sukham, from that happiness. What happiness? From that happiness or following that. That means what? Tataha sukham means what? Dharmat sukham apnoti. You follow? Dharmat sukham apnoti. Okay. So vidya dadati vinayam. Vinayadhyati patratam. Patratvadhanam apnoti. Dhanadharmam tatasukham. Dhanadharmam tatasukham. Om. Okay, so this we will have to lead us to some of the sandhi rules happening here. Okay, vidya dadati. Vidya dadati. Okay, there are a few sandhi rules happening there. One is that vinayat. The actual thing is vinayad, but we said vinayat. The takara becomes dakara. Is one sandhi rule. It's a consonant sandhi. Yati patratam patratvat dharma. Patratvat becomes patratvad. Okay. The takara will again become dakara. Same sandhi. Dhanam apnoti. Dhanat. Dhanat will become dhanad. Same sandhi rule will apply. Okay. It's called jashtva. Go ahead, Amma. Patratvat, yeah, it should be Patratvad. Good? Is that what you're referring to? Okay. Patratvat dhanam. Dhanad dharmam tataha sukham. Okay? There are some rules here which is called Jashtva Sandhi. Now, tomorrow onwards, I'll start going into Sandhi. Okay? And we'll start with some of the Sandhi rules for vowels first. Atsandhi. The Atsandhi is what you will start. But again, for that, you please memorize the Maheshwani Sutrani. You can say with me, A, E, Un, Rul, Ruk, Eong, Ayouch, Hayavarat, Lan, Namangananam, Jabhai, Ghadadash, Jabagadadash, Kapha, Chata, Chata, Tau, Kapai, Shasasar, Hal. Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamidachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishate Om Shanti 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 Om Purnamadah. Okay, I'll leave it on for a minute. Yes, sure. There's a question that is asked. Can you send the software that can provide declination table for a given noun? You please go to that directory, and in that directory we have the Shabda Manjari. Okay, and you can take a look at the Shabda Manjari and start memorizing from there. Software. There are some online dictionaries available. Okay, the online dictionary for declension is also available, which can help you. I will point you to some declension dictionary. For example, let's say if I give what is the word that you want declension for? Vidya. Huh? Can't hear you. Sorry. Okay, very good. Sorry. Thank you. First, it should find the word though. Okay, network access is disabled. It's not a site, this is actually a locally downloaded dictionary. Okay. This is always the case with demo. When you're trying to demo something, it doesn't want to work. Sorry. Okay. Okay, why don't I try Vidya? No, That also did not work. There's some problem with the dictionary. I'll show you later. Okay. I'll try to get it working and then show you. Yeah, but when I would ideally suggest that you take up Shabdamanjari. Where is Shabdamanjari? This is Shabdamanjari, right? You take up Shabdamanjari. Okay. In fact, I would suggest that you get it. It might be available in the bookstore here. And then look up the words like this and then memorize them. Okay. Namo Namah. You're trying to avoid memorization. You're trying to choose the difficult path. I think there are a few things I would suggest you memorize. One of them is the Maheshwani Sutrani. Okay, for declensions, it is better you at least have, you don't memorize it, but whenever there's a declension that comes, you look up Shabdamanjari. Okay. And then after some time, it will come to you. Okay, it will come to you. So I would suggest that you at least look it up. Start looking it up. Oh. Yes, all the classes on Zoom are recorded and they are kept there. Yes, it will help reinforce. Okay. It was not bad, okay. So you were not asleep yet. Okay, I will try harder next time. No problem. I'll try harder next time too.